give me a B. B, we got your B, we got your B. Give me an L.
At Lentz Park in southeast Portland on Saturday afternoon, several hundred people showed up for a community gathering with speeches, songs, inspiration, and sharing resources.
What's that spell?
It's one of more than a dozen events across the city this weekend to mark 100 consecutive days and nights of protests for Black Lives Matter. Regina Rage is an organizer and the MC of the day's program.
And this right here, this is an anti-racist act of resistance. By being here today, you are saying that you are anti-racist.
Araya is with PDX Black Youth Movement, which was formed in the aftermath of the police killing of George Floyd and has led many of the Portland marches.
It's coming out of a place of exhaustion. We're tired. We're honestly tired. We've been fighting our whole lives, and we have to continue to fight by telling you guys our stories. And it's hurting us, you know? It's hurting us, and we just constantly have to relive it every single day.
She asked the crowd to take a look at her attire. She's just come from basketball practice, wearing shorts and sandals, and her hair pulled back. She's not just an angry Black woman, she says. She's also a high school student and an athlete.
Black women have always been taught that we have to fight hard, so hard. We have to put in those countless hours. We have to practice harder than the white girl. We have to work so much harder. And why is that? It's because America has normalized it. We've normalized little Black girls being in these streets fighting for their lives. But we haven't normalized Black girls being doctors, Black girls being principals, Black girls being teachers. And why is that?
Black women, and especially protecting Black trans women, was a major topic of discussion at the rally. Protesters say their demands haven't changed throughout the 100 days. They want to end anti-Black racism and police brutality and to defund police budgets to reinvest in community services. What's changed is the increased use of force by police against protesters. Jedi is an artist and organizer with Black Lives Matter. He was one of many protesters arrested by federal agents last month.
July 28th, I went out to protest. Within an hour, I got tackled, arrested, brutalized. They cut my finger open. Asked them, why are they arresting me? They would not answer, why? Why are you arresting me? Just full ignore. I'm sitting in the back of the car, and I can feel the back of my shirt getting wet from blood. And I'm like, can y'all look at this, please? Just fully ignore me.
He said he was detained for about 2 hours, interrogated, and photographed. Finally, they let him go, but he was given no documentation or court date. He said it was only later, speaking with a legal support team, he realized he was kidnapped.
She helped me realize, wow, like you were actually kidnapped. And I say that to say, that is an important piece of this revolution. That's what we're dealing with right now. If the government can just roll through the streets, snatch people up, and hold them hostage for however long, that is a very scary problem to be dealing with.
The next day, he quit his job at T-Mobile to join the protest full-time. On Friday night, Oregon state troopers returned to the front lines of the Portland demonstrations and, along with police, arrested 27 protesters, according to the Oregonian. A viral photo from that night shows a woman beaten by police and blood dripping down her face as she's carried away by officers in riot gear. The Trump administration has deputized the state troopers as federal agents, which means protesters could now face federal charges. The protesters charge that law enforcement has reacted disproportionately, giving a pass to right-wing militia while cracking down harshly against Black Lives Matter demonstrators. Again, here's Jedi.
I mean, cops and Klan go hand in hand. You're going to protect people who you feel an affinity to. And it's really crazy how blatant it is, how much they protect fascism. Yet the state and the government and the establishment doesn't really take any steps to correct that or protect us.
Towards late afternoon in Lentz Park, a car caravan goes by with dozens of decorated cars, flags, and signs pronouncing Black Lives Matter. The demonstrations in Portland are not just nightly clashes with police. There are also a wide variety of actions like mutual aid, direct donations, art and music, care collectives, book clubs, and political education organizations. And with so much at stake, protesters are determined to continue. In Portland, I'm Corinne Smith.